from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
I think Philly fan is excited for Paul George, but I listened to WIP coming in today just out of curiosity of what our sister station in Philly was doing.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a little bit of funniness, like John Ritchie's co-hosting their morning show, and a lot of just laying back and let everybody else talk about that.
Football season's not quite here.
It's almost Eagles time, baby. Fly, Eagles, fly.
They have to be a little conflicted, right? Like, I hear what you're saying. The fit makes sense. He's also, what, 34?
Is Paul George 34?
Dude, this is year, like, 14, 15 for him.
He is 34. You are correct.
He's 34. Yeah. He's going to make 50-some-odd million dollars when he's 38.
I mean, I think you're paying for a 2-year window, right? I mean, like...
It is a 2-year window for them. It has to be.
And I think you're okay paying for it again if it nets you what you want it to net you. You've never been to a conference champion or finals with Embiid.
Is this better than the Knicks in Boston?
I think, look, the biggest caveat in all of this is health, right? If you tell me they are healthy.
Who's never healthy in the playoffs?
Sure, I get it. But we've also had back-to-back postseasons where Giannis hasn't played because he's been hurt. We had the New York Knicks run themselves into the ground last year into the playoffs.
Got to his finals.
The Knicks?
Or the
conference finals.
Game 7 of the second
almost
round,
getting there. And if they stayed healthy, maybe they would have gotten there, right? So who the hell knows how it's all going to play out? But if you just tell me on paper, like, yeah, I'm putting them right there with Boston and New York.
Really?
I absolutely am.
So healthy.
Embiid is made one of the best players in the entire league.
Yes.
Paul George is an elite wing still to this day. I know, again, he's 34 years old, so maybe there's only 2 years left. He's still a very good player. And Tyrese Maxey is one of the best up-and-coming young guards in the entire league who had an absolute breakout performance last year in the playoffs.
There is something, as ridiculous as you may think it is, there is something that though for people about Joel Embiid's going to get to a conference finals. And I think that's the thing. The swing makes sense from the Philly angle. Again, the fit makes sense. The rest of their rot, they just gave Maxey $200 million today.
They did. It's largely built around 3 players.
And 2 of those 3 have had injury stuff in their past.
For sure.
And that's my only pushback to all of this. The Clippers were gladly saying, the make or break is 1 extra year on that contract. Good luck to you. And their press release was so weird. Like, we had 5 years of contention with you. It felt like that in the first couple. And after that, it was like, no, you didn't.
Not a lot this year. First round exit.
You got out of the first round. But I'm just fascinated by it. Because Daryl Morey believes in the 3-star theory versus we've seen teams. And teams have good players here that are winning championships. But we've seen more of the complete team stuff win out.
Sure.
And so is Daryl Morey going to be right here? Or is this we're swinging as hard out of our shorts that we possibly can in hopes that to use your reference earlier, our golf drive goes 340 yards straight?
Yeah, what I would say to that is, on the Embiid front, some of that stuff does drive me nuts. I'm a big Embiid guy. I love watching him play. I love his personality. I think he's hilarious. He has never been to a conference finals. But then you also have to look at the layers behind that of His first running mate was Ben Simmons, who literally forgot how to shoot a basketball in postseason series.
And he also had a bad series in that Hawks series.
I'm not saying he was great, but Ben Simmons couldn't shoot a basketball, and he was passing up layups, and that's, can you win if your number two can't make a layup?
No.
No. Then he gets paired up with James Harden, who has a what history of track record in the playoffs?
Not a good one.
Right? Totally disappearing. Last year, they finally got Maxey to kind of grow and develop and become that number two guy. His number three was Tobias Harris, who was just stealing money at
that
point.
He was the worst value player in the NBA last year.
Just whiff, just stealing money.
Yeah.
So when you compare what other, like Jokic has an NBA championship and more MVPs. If I gave Joel Embiid, Aaron Gordon, and Jamal Murray, do you think he gets to a conference finals in the East over the last 3 years? The answer to that question for me is yes, he does get to an Eastern Conference Finals. That's a better combination of players than he's ever been around. So he's finally now got the group around him to get there. Again, they need to stay healthy, but I think one of the other things that plagued the Clippers that they learned the hard way, and I'll be curious to see how it goes from here, is that Kawhi Leonard's not a leader, and you've been hammering this for years. Like, he's just not a guy that's a culture setter. He's not a guy that's going to help develop your young players. He went into Toronto in a ready-made situation. He went into San Antonio in a ready-made situation, and he capitalized. He's an unbelievable basketball player. But when it comes to culture, leadership, establishing a vibe in the locker room, holding others accountable, he doesn't do any of that.
Mm-mm.
And so he floundered in L.A., I think, partly because of that. And Paul George had to kind of take that mantle on. Now he's going to Philly, where he's not necessarily going to be the face. Embiid is an MVP. Embiid has been there for a decade. He's going to be the face of that. And so I think he can just kind of operate in the background a little bit, not have to be the number one guy. Again, of course they have to stay healthy, but you can do that with literally any team in the NBA. Is Giannis going to be healthy in the playoffs next year?
I don't know.
Is New York going to stay healthy? Or is Brown and Tatum going to be healthy in the postseason? Is Porzingis going to be healthy? Like, we can do that with any team in the league.
Orlando chose not to get into the Paul George sweepstakes. They went and got KCP. For 3 years, $60 million. The third year is a player option.
It's a really good deal for them, I feel like.
It is a good deal. I thought it was fascinating. The Nuggets. The Nuggets reportedly, the Clippers were interested in a trade with the Nuggets, and the Nuggets were the ones to back out because they didn't want to give up draft capital.
Yeah.
And I just was like,
okay.
What do we care about draft? Like, this goes back to the opening segment. Like, who cares about the draft picks, man? Yeah, you've got Jokic, Murray, Gordon, Paul George.
Drafting, what, 25 to 30 range
like,
in every
cares?
Draft, right?
Yeah, yeah. I have some bad takes. There's no doubt. I had a bad take exposed to me over the weekend from a good friend of mine, which I felt like was a little bit of a stab in the back of the Robert Covington trade because they were in win now.
We got shooters!
We got shooters! No doubt. I have a lot of bad takes. Breaking news. It happens. But, like, when you have a Jokic and you got a Murray, I just don't understand what we're doing here. Like, is luxury tax that big of a deal? And now second apron conversations are big in the conversation space, but I don't want to get into that. I'm just kind of fascinated by how all of these moves are happening. And now our Jeremy Grant is being linked to the L.A. Lakers. Mm. That was the scuttle that came out yesterday.
Mm.
The Lakers and Portland are in talks with Jeremy Grant as potentially being a part of a trade package. Now, will that trade happen this morning during our show?
Hopefully.
I would love it if it did. Is it going to happen between Colin, Danny, Dusty, or primetime? I don't know. But that is the new scuttle, is that the Lakers now sniffing around Portland for a 30-year-old power forward in Jeremy Grant.
Feels like it's one of those moves that once you got the Paul George domino to fall, maybe see where a couple of other free agents go, then you pivot to, okay, we lost out on those sweepstakes, let's go after Jeremy Grant. It could be happening soon.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be to be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.